Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. We are a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, June 6, 2014, and this is Alan Ward reporting. I am a member of Denver Council 9, and I stand with and will help protect all of my 685 sisters and brothers. The much-ballyhooed move of United's operations to Terminal 2 at London's Heathrow Airport is complete. On Wednesday, June 4th, our first flight, Flight 958 from Chicago, arrived at Gate 38B in what is being called the Queen's Terminal. All of our flights will now be arriving and departing from Terminal 2. Later this month, the other 22 member airlines of Star Alliance will begin moving into the new terminal, along with Aer Lingus. As with any major relocation, it is important for you to be familiar with any new processes and procedures associated with the move. Crews departing from Heathrow will be dropped off in front of Terminal 2. The staff security checkpoint is located to the right, past the passenger special assistance desk and bureau de change, behind check-in zone C. Upon clearing security, go left towards EAT. The corridor leading to the domicile is located between Dixon's and Money Corp. The door code is not yet changed and can be found in Unimatic using DIS star 37,000. The distance from the domicile to the gates is significant. Although there are moving walkways, you should be mindful of the time to ensure you are on board your aircraft at the flight attendant boarding time indicated on the IBS. If you find that you have insufficient time to conduct a proper briefing and still get to your plane on time, please advise your LEC immediately upon return to your home domicile. The Harvard School of Public Health is currently conducting a follow-up survey to the one they conducted in 2007. The purpose of both surveys is to gain information so that there can be a better understanding of the health issues flight attendants face due to the nature of our work. Participation in the survey is completely voluntary, and participants will not be compensated. All information submitted will be treated as confidential. Your MEC supports this important initiative. If you would like to participate or learn more about the study, we have a link that will take you directly to the homepage on our homepage. We have been made aware of changes that will occur regarding the manner in which Alliant Credit Union will process automated deductions from our paychecks. Scheduled to take effect July 25, 2014, these changes will affect people differently depending on the type of deductions or deduction in place. All members who have deductions scheduled with Alliant should expect a letter explaining the changes as they will affect you personally in the coming days. Effective June 5th, we will begin seeing the designation 37K in our IDs and in the key pages for the month of July. This is the reconfigured 73B, featuring the new slimline seats, smaller lavatories, and removal of the crew stowage areas behind the last row of seats in economy. We will also begin seeing the 19S designator for the A319 airplanes with the new slimline seats and removed passenger entertainment system and closet. Last night proved a moment of truth for the hotly anticipated reserve preferencing system. For the first time, reserve assignments were made using this new system. We are pleased to announce that the program functioned as anticipated. Much like bidding for your line of flying, there are strategies that can be employed to maximize the likelihood of being assigned an ID that you want and to avoid those you do not. A very helpful article, Call-In Reserve Preference Strategy Considerations, was compiled by your MEC Reserve Committee and is available on our website. That's all for tonight, and thank you for calling. Through strength and solidarity, we will continue building our collective future. After all, it's our future.